Same with the refuges and the precepts, or the Stephen Kaiser version of the refuges and the precepts. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow not to kill. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not take what is not given. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not engage in abusive relationships. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not speak falsely or deceptively. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not harm self or others through poisonous thought or substance. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not dwell on past errors. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not speak of self separate from others. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not possess any thing or form of life selfishly. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not harbor ill will toward any plant, animal, or human being. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, we vow to not abuse the great truth of the three treasures, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. And we'll continue with metta practice and begin to explore the forgiveness practice this morning, which is a part often taught as part of the metta practice. Practice is actually a very traditional part of the Buddhist teachings and practices. As we heard in the sutta last evening in Sariputta's Lion's Roar, that was one way that the forgiveness practice is used in community life, monastic life. It's a very integrated part of the process of practice, of living a life of sila, living a life grounded in metta, in compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity, and wisdom. In order to be released from what may be deeply held aversion for ourselves or for others, we need to learn to be able to forgive. Forgiveness is a very powerful energy. It has the power to strengthen and to affirm patience, and also to ripen the energies of metta and compassion, metta and karuna. Forgiveness actually creates a space for renewal, for a life that is free from bondage to the past or the constriction of clinging to some imagined future. Forgiveness allows us to reclaim our energy, to reclaim the energy that may be bound up in the past or the imagined future. Our present life actually can't be fully lived if we're caught up, if we're imprisoned by our own past actions or by the actions of others. The anger, rage, maybe resentment, sadness, guilt, missing, longing, all of which are actually partially experienced pain, are what we might call the inheritance that we carry from the past, what I sometimes call our karmic predicaments. And they narrow, they constrict our world. These states actually function to close the heart. They keep it tight. They keep it constricted. Forgiveness meditation isn't about forcing anything. It's not about pretending anything. Nor is it directing us to forget about ourselves in place of or in deference to the needs or the wants of others. It is, in fact, out of compassion for ourselves, that we create the conditions through our practice for an unobstructed, unconditional acceptance, unobstructed, unconditional love, care, in order for this to develop and blossom. It's really out of compassion for ourselves that we're doing this. This metta love has the great power to dissolve the separation and to relieve us of the burden, what might be a heavy weight and a binding of guilt or some unresolved anger or rage or fear. I think that most of us feel that it's more difficult to forgive than not to forgive. If we look at the world as it is right now, for instance, most political leaders find it easy to unite people under a bond, a common bond of fear, a common bond of hatred, rather than unite people under a shared understanding based in compassion, based in loving kindness. It's not so easy to access that place in us where we can forgive. To be able to forgive is actually a very deep letting go. It's a kind of dying. We let go so deeply when we forgive that we can say that I'm not that person anymore, that you're not that person anymore. Some of our identity may have to die in this process of letting go, so that we can reclaim the energy that's bound up in the past. And it's really important to understand, it's important to know that forgiveness isn't about condoning harmful actions, not about condoning suffering, not about condoning injustice. Forgiveness isn't to be confused with being passive towards abuse or passive towards violence. It may be able to forgive the actor, the person, but we may not be able to forgive the action. And we may come to very deeply understand that the action came from a place of suffering. And so be able to forgive the actor without condoning the action. Forgiveness is a letting go or a relinquishing, giving up of resentment, guilt, both of which are very painful, devastating emotional states. I found it very helpful some time ago when I learned that Buddhist psychology makes a distinction between guilt and remorse. Guilt is a state that saps our energy, sucks up our energy, and strengthens our sense of self. Our sense of self as a terrible person, our sense of self as a bad person. Guilt is actually quite a self-obsessed, egotistical, self-centered state of mind. And on the other hand, remorse allows for the recognition and the realization that comes with being very honest with ourselves that we did something unskillful which caused some suffering, caused pain in ourselves or in others. And we allow ourselves to feel the pain of that recognition. And with remorse, then, there's an acknowledgement. And this leaves us the energy for resolving. Maybe, for instance, to not repeat our unskillful behavior and then to just really simply move on. Remorse doesn't sap our energy because it comes through a very clear seeing and an acknowledgement and the wholesome feeling sense that surrounds this. And so energy is available, which allows the transformation or allows the transcendence to take place. As forgiveness develops and grows within us, it can take various forms. Maybe we move towards making amends with somebody. Maybe we gain the courage to make the resolve to be treated better. When we find that our energy is no longer bound up. Maybe we open to new possibilities when our energy is freed up. New experiences that maybe we didn't even see before. Maybe we stand up strongly and demand justice in certain situations. And maybe we just simply leave a particular situation behind. We just let it go. The practice of forgiveness can take us right to the edge of what we feel we can accept. There's often a sense of spiritual and psychological well-being that comes when we practice forgiveness. And it's not easy. Being at our edge is not easy. It's challenging. And sometimes it's even quite wrenching. But in the long run, and sometimes even in the short run, it can be transforming in very deep ways. An ongoing remembering of where our deepest, truest happiness lies. And you might remember we did that reflection the very first sit with the instructions towards offering ourselves metta. In the process of practicing forgiveness, many different emotions may arise. Maybe anger, hatred, maybe shame, guilt, confusion, doubt, betrayal. To allow these states to arise without judging them, without trying to stop them or without trying to get rid of them. It's important to really just simply recognize them as natural occurrences in the process of cultivating the heart, the mind of forgiveness. Then to gently return the attention to the forgiveness reflection and the forgiveness practice. To begin the practice, the practice of forgiveness is done with three particular phrases. And I'm going to offer them in a particular way this morning, in a generic way, even though various specific people will show up as you're practicing. Just notice and let them go by. Don't fix on any of them. Don't fix any of them to stay. And if the forgiveness practice this morning feels like it's too difficult, then just let it be. And you can continue with metta for yourself, for a benefactor, friend. And know that the seeds are planted, and that at another point, you can pick up the forgiveness practice. To begin with, spending a few moments directing metta to ourselves, or to a benefactor, or to a dear friend, whatever is the easiest for you, whatever opens the heart most easily, where the whatever degree of metta energy is available flows most easily, sending the metta to this being, this particular person. Before you begin, actually, allow yourself to relax in your seat. And relaxation doesn't mean getting ready to go to sleep. In this case, relaxation means settling in, letting your body relax and open, feeling yourself sitting, connecting with the earth. The attention, mindful presence, is alert, it's bright. And relax, that's not a contradiction. Again, sending metta to either yourself or a benefactor or a good friend. Just picking one, whichever one's easiest. Begin now with the forgiveness practice. I will offer each of the phrases one by one and then go back and offer them more slowly so that you can repeat each one to yourself a few times after I say it. Being that I'm offering them in a generic way, as we enter into this forgiveness practice. And so don't fix on anyone. Don't stick with any one particular person. Keep it open at this point. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask their forgiveness. The second phrase is, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive them. And the third phrase, for all the ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness. I'll repeat the phrases more slowly. If any of these phrases, or if the whole forgiveness practice at this point feels like it's not appropriate for you, then just let it be. No forcing. You don't have to do this. It can be done at some other point when it's the right time. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask their forgiveness. Has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive them. Ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness. And continuing on with the forgiveness practice, if you're doing it this morning, with the phrases and doing it on your own now. You're practicing metta for yourself or a benefactor or a friend or the neutral person, continuing with that.